Good afternoon, everybody. Recently, someone asked me, they have an adopted son who's becoming a bar mitzvah, and this is the only father the child ever knew. He didn't really have a relationship with his biological father, and he wanted to know, when they call him to the Torah, can they call him by the name of his adopted father? Or do they have to call him by the name? They know the name, and it's a Jewish person of his biological father. Can they call him by the name of his adopted father? Because that's who he views as his father. He would, in fact, find it hurtful. And very often you have like this in situations where someone is adopted, where the adopted parent will take it either the parent or child will be offended. You know, that we're a family. And I'm the father, he's the child, and it's always been that way, and we've never thought of it any other way. I once had a situation in my shul where a fellow got an aliyah, and then the gabbai came over to me and said, can I give his, meaning an adult in my shul got an aliyah, and the gabbai came over to me and said, can I give his stepfather the next aliyah, the aliyah right after him? Normally you don't give a father and a son an aliyah, one right after the other. And I said, yeah, because, you know, he's not even called to the Torah by his stepfather's name. He did know his father died when he was young. And I said, yeah, I don't think it's a problem. And then the stepfather came over to me afterwards, and he told me, I have to tell you, he was very open with me, very frank with me. He said, I have to tell you, I'm very upset with you. How did you allow that all these years? I've been his father since he's 11 years old. I've been his father. So how can we get alleles one right after the other? So, you know, you feel a person's sensitivity to such an issue. So I was interested. I found a tshuva. I was looking through the tshuva sefer of Dayan Grosnas, just because I'm trying to learn a little bit more about Dayan Grosnas. He has a tshuva sefer called Shailos Tshuvos Lev Aryeh. A lot of people don't know who Dayan Grosnas was. He was a Dayan in London, in the London Beis Din, I believe. And a very big Talmud Chacham. Rav Shechter had a very good relationship with Dayan Grosnas. Rav Shechter told me that Rav Moshe didn't know Dayan Grosnas either, apparently, because Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva to Dayan Grosnas and he called him Grosnam. So he apparently mixed up the Samach for a mem. But Dayan Grosnas was a Talmud of Baruch Ber. He was a very big Talmud Chacham. So anyway, so he was asked a shaila about this exact case, about receiving an aliyah and calling up a bar mitzvah boy by the name of his adoptive father. So at first he says, Pashar hu demutar, of course you're allowed to do it. Why is it that you call by the name of the father? It's only so that you'll know who you're calling up to the Torah. Hey, even if you don't call anyone up by name, you say, you come up. So that would also be an aliyah l'Torah. There's no halacha that you have to call him up by name. It's a matter of identifying who the person is. So l'chara, it should be a davar pashut. But to just say that does not make for a great tshuva. So then he points out that we have to analyze a little bit further. He says, no, maybe if you call him based on his adopted father's name, and then something's going to happen later on in his life where he has to, lo aleinu, he has to be megarish his ishto, he has to get divorced, so we have to be choshesh that if everyone always knew him as Moshe ben Avraham, and and everyone thinks his father's name is Avraham, they're going to write in the get that he's Moshe ben Avraham, and that's going to be over there. The name really does matter. It has to in fact be accurate. The halacha is the mechaber paskins Nebuchadnezzar sim kuf chavtes sivav Yosef ben, I shouldn't say ben Avraham, I'll give the example of the mechaber paskins, Yosef ben Shimon Shashina Vakasav Yosef ben Shmuel puzzle, that even if you write the right name for the guy, but yeah, you get his father's name wrong, then it's puzzle. So if you're writing the name of someone who's not his biological father, l'chora, it should be pasul. However, says Dayan Grosnas, maybe we could be mechalik, because that which the mechaber paskins that gets pasul is because since everyone knows the guy's name is Yosef ben Shimon, so if you were to write Yosef ben Shmuel, there's a chashash that people will say that he's not the megarish, he's not the one that's getting divorced. But if a person was raised by his adopted father, and the only name anyone's ever known him by is by Yosef ben Shmuel, because and there is no Shimon in the picture, even though that may be his father's actual name, but it's the only name anyone's ever known him by. There's no chashash of la'az. Now, there is a machlokas whether chazaka works to change shem aviv. A machlokas haposkim, meaning, let's say my name, for example, is Aryeh Tzvi. So let's say for my whole life, everyone, since I'm born, everyone were to call me by something else. They were to call me, I don't know, they were to call me Moshe for my whole life, for whatever reason. So it could be that just the fact that everyone has always known me by that, and everyone has always called me that, that's an actual change of name. Meaning when you want to change, someone doesn't like their name, and they want to change their name. So what's the official ceremony? No official ceremony, just stop calling them by that name. And then eventually, over time, the original name is forgotten. We do Misha Berech when someone is sick, because then you want an immediate change of the person's name. But if it's just something that could take time, that could happen over time, so you have such a thing as a chazaka, actually changing a person's name. But does that work for the name of your father? Meaning, if I'm Aryeh Tzvi ben Chaim Yitzchak, so to change to some other name of my father, would that work? He's still going by his real name, so can a chazaka change the name of one's father? So the Get Pashut and the Beis Shmuel, two of the major commentaries in Ibn Ezer, write that a chazaka does not have the ability to change the name of one's father, only one's actual name. The Pischei Tshuva in Sivkat and Chav Dalid over there in Ibn Ezer writes that Da'afilu lo is chazik b'makom ksivo nesina Hashem ha'acher sheyesh la'aviv u'b'chi agavno b'shmo shal atzmo svir le'la rosh gufeitim kasu Hashem sheyesh lo kan kosher mikol makom b'shem shal aviv gara tfei d'pasul gam b'chi agavna. If everyone in this town knows you by one name, even though you were given at your bris or you're known in another town by another name, the fact that everyone here knows you by this name, that's kosher. The get would be kosher by the current name that you have. But it will not work for the father's name. On the other hand, the Tshuvas Radvaz, Chelek Aleph Siman Shinayin Vav, says that he does not think that that's true. Yod Chazaka does work to be Mishana Shem Aviv. And the later post can point out that it could be that even the Pischei Tshuva might have been talking about a case where he's not huchsak in that name in the Makom HaKsiva. But if you're in a place where everyone has always known you by your adoptive father's names, it could be that everyone would agree that that would work. Meaning, when do we say chazaka doesn't work or possibly doesn't work to change your father's name? That's if you're relying on chazaka to change the father's name. But over here, that's not really what's happening. You're referring to a person who actually has that name, and that's the only way you've ever been known. It's the only way this child has ever been known. It's not like somewhere else he's known by a different name or by his father having a different name. And the Chasam Sofer writes in the Tshuva in Ibn Ezra Chelek Beis, Simen Mem Beis, that even if the father isn't known, you can't use the wrong name, even if we don't know who the father is. But Dayan Grusnus writes, Hecha de'in lo av klal, like a ger katan, if you have a person who converts as a child and is adopted by a Jewish family, so then for sure you can call him by the adopted father's name. And he says, based on this, Dayan Grusnus writes that we can answer a kasha that Rav Meir Arik asks in the Imre Yosher Chelek Bei Simen Kuf Yudalid on Rabbi Kiveger in the Tshuva and Simen Kuf Chavches, because Rabbi Kiveger writes, if you have a child who's a suffix, who his father is, whether his father is his mother's husband or some other guy, so he's mutter lavo bakahal. You don't have to assume he's a mamzer, because it's a svek sveka, meaning his mother is married to a man. I just don't know if that man is his father. Now, if that man is not his father, that means his mother was with another man, and that would mean he's a mamzer. So Rabbi Kiveger writes, if it's a suffek, he's mutter lavo bakahal. Why? Svek sveka. Maybe his mother's husband is his father, and even if it was someone else, it could be that it was an akum, that it was a non-Jew, and that would not create mamzerus. And Rabbi Kiveger says that ain kpeda to call him b'shem aviv by bal imo, that it's not a problem to call him by his mother's husband's name. So the Imre Yosher says, I don't understand. What do you mean ain kpeda? It's going to be nafik mine chorba as far as a get is concerned, because it could be that that's not really his father. So how could you say that we're not worried about this? It could be a problem with the get. So says Dayan Grusnus, no problem, because when there is no father, there's no doubt that you're allowed to call him by the adopted father's name, and that would even be kosher for a get. So it's not only when it comes to Aliyah the Torah, which really, as we said, doesn't matter. You can just say, you, come up to the Torah, where for sure you can call him whatever you want to call him, as long as he knows who you're identifying. But even a chashash that would come out to a problem with the get does not really exist. Then there's only one more chashash that Dayan Grusnus deals with, and that is that it could be another churba that can come out from it, and that is as far as chalitza. If the adopted father doesn't have any children, any biological children, so and I've seen seen this happen. I've been at a shiva call, actually, where we discovered a need for a chalitza at the shiva house, that it came out that the children were adopted, and the man who had just died didn't have any biological children, and but he always raised these children as if they were his own, and it was wonderful, but the family didn't realize that there's a need for a chalitza. But there was a need for a chalitza, so we had to make sure that arrangements were made before she was able to get remarried. So one of the issues that may come out of this, says Dayan Grosnas, is that if everyone thinks that this fellow's name is Yosef ben Shmuel, but Shmuel in fact is not really his biological father, if Shmuel were to die without any other children, it would be a chashash that we'll forget to do a chalitza, or we won't realize that a chalitza is necessary. So Dayan Grosnas himself is not so concerned about that, because he says the woman knows. The woman knows that this isn't really her husband's child, so mistama, she'll tell people. That's assuming a certain level of education, that she's familiar with the concept of chalitza, that she realizes that this is something and that she knows to apply it to her own life. A lot of times people may be familiar that that's something that they heard about once, you know, or that they read about in Chumash once, but they don't even think to apply to their own, to their own life. But the other reason Dayan Grosnas says he's not worried about it is because they should just keep a file in the Beis Din that identifies this child as being adopted, and then the Beis Din, because you can't get remarried anyway without the Beis Din. I don't know, maybe in London that's the way it works. I doubt it, but it's certainly not the way it works in America. In Israel, yeah, you need the Rabbanut, I guess, but it doesn't work that way in America. In America, you go to a rabbi, and the rabbi says, sure, I'll be Masadar Kiddushin, and he'll ask a couple of basic questions, maybe. Very often he doesn't. And they'll just have a Seder Kiddushin, and that will be it. So it seems that's always something to be on guard for. Now, I have a sefer called Alben HaMatzdelach, all about adoption, a whole sefer all about adoption. I met the author of the sefer. He's a very colorful character. He has a giant, the author of the sefer has written 30 svarim or something like that. He has a giant picture of himself, like literally the size of, I don't know, it must be like 6 feet long, with all of his svarim. in his house. It's strange. Anyway, so it's a very nice sefer. So in the sefer, he quotes a number of shitos about this issue. He says that some say you can call him by his adopted father's name. Others are cholek and say that you should only call him by his biological father. And some say that you should call him by both, which seems to me to be a little bit much to say that. But he quotes the Nishmas Avram that says that he heard from Shlomo Zalman that im yodim eshem aviv ha'amiti tzrichim likra lo kach l'torah, ach marashiyo seinen muchanos legalos eshem aviv l'mishpacha ma'ametas mutal likra lo b'shem ha'ma'amet. That Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you happen to know who his biological father is, that's the name you should use. If you don't know who the biological father is, and that they're not willing to release that information through the adoption services, then just call him by the adopted father's name. Others add the name the word Hamagadlo, to make it clear, because the Chazal have an expression that call a Megadol Yasom B'toch Beso, that anyone who's Megadol Yasom B'toch Beso, it's Ki'ilu Yolado, right? That's how the Maral explains. In this week's Parsha, that's a good coincidence, that's how the Maral explains that why it is that the astrologers all saw that Moshe Rabbeinu, initially they thought that it was going to be a Jewish guy, that's the salvation of Klal Yisrael, but then at some point they started throwing the Egyptian babies into the water also, because they saw that it could be an Egyptian, the son of an Egyptian. So the Maral says they didn't see wrong in the stars. He was the son of an Egyptian, because the Bas Paru was Megadolim, and Chazal say, Kol Megadol Yosem B'soch Besos, Ki Ilu Yelado. So in that sense, there was that's what Shlomo Kluger writes in his Hagos on the Shulchan Aruch, in his comments on the Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer, that if a person is unable to fulfill the mitzvah of Puruvu in the natural way, then it is a partial kima mitzvah to raise a child in your home, to be Megadol Yasom B'soch Beso. So that's why some will add Hamegadlo, that he's been so-and-so, but making it clear that he's only been so-and-so because he was Megadolim and not because of a biological connection. Okay, we'll leave it at that. Everyone should have a wonderful day.